This morning for our message, let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. And I'm going to read verses 1, 2, and 3. And if you're new to Beech Grove Church, here's what we're doing this year. We're taking a journey through the New Testament. Every week we have different daily readings. And when we come back on Sunday, I will preach about something that we just read this past week. And our reading this past week was finished up the Gospel of Luke and started the Gospel of... And so we're going to finish up here with Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 3. So I hear pages turning, and if you have your place, let me hear you say amen. Amen. Let's stand while God's Word is being read here this morning. Luke 24, verses 1, 2, and 3 say this: On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Stop right there. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, it's just three short little verses, but Lord, I pray this morning that these verses will make an impact on all of our lives here this morning. Father, I am going to hide behind the cross here this morning, and I'm just going to open my mouth, and you're going to have to put some words in it here, Lord, because I'm just going to have to trust what you're going to have to say to these people here this morning. Father, may you be glorified in all that is said and done here today, and may we all grow from the truths of your Scripture. And I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. This morning's message is going to be a little different than normal for three reasons. One, this is all I got. So the Holy Spirit's going to have to do a whole bunch. Second thing is I'm going to try to speak just a little bit slower today than normal. And three, I've already forgot what the third one is. So when it comes to me, we'll deal with that. In October, and I know what the third one was. This morning's message is not going to be very theological, but it is going to be very practical. I hope that's okay. Hope today is a good day for a good practical message, okay? Back in October of 2009, I preached a sermon series titled, Why Do Hardships Happen to God's Chosen? And we spent 5 weeks in that sermon series, and we try to answer the question, why do struggles happen to us? Why do we have struggles and challenges and hardships and difficult times and just bad things? Why do these things have to come into our lives? After all, I am saved. You are saved. Can't we be immune from these things? Shouldn't we have God's hedge of protection around us? And can't our days just be a little bit better than what they are? Did you ever ask yourself that? Did you ever ask yourself, why does this have to happen to me? You ever ask yourself that? I'm sure we do. I'm sure we do. Hardships, challenges, difficult times, struggles. I'm sure everybody in here this morning would agree with me that, you know what, Mike, they happen to me too. Amen? We have our struggles. we have our tough times. And regardless of what the prosperity preachers might teach you and tell you, that these things are happening to you because you don't have enough faith, I must disagree with them, because Jesus says this in John 16:33, in this life you will have trouble. It's just part of our fallen world. We will have trouble. I'm looking at a whole congregation of people that I know that have a whole lot of faith, and we still have struggles and challenges. Amen? Because we live in a fallen world. Well, I'm going to combine the resurrection of Jesus Christ with a story that happened to me this past week. So once again, it's story time with Pastor Mike. This week at work was probably one of the most difficult weeks I have ever had. And I knew it was going to have its challenges, because in the department where I work in the shipping department. There's only two of us that work there, me and my co-worker Jane. And we know this, if either one of us is not there for whatever reason, the other person has to cover and has to do all the work. Well, I knew that Jane was going to be on vacation Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. So I spiritually prepared myself, mentally prepared myself. So when I was driving to work on Monday morning, I said, Lord, I know that I'm going to have twice as much work to do, but with you, all things are possible, and I know that I can do this and get it all done and get it all done right. It was a great prayer. But it just led from one thing to another. The orders came in, and I knew that I had this much of my own work to do and this much of Jane's work to do. And that did not even include any of the administrative things that need to be done along with that. This was just boxes that need to be packed. And I said, I think I can do this. And do you ever notice that sometimes when you really want to get things done, that's when you have the most interruptions in your life? That ever happened to you? I'm trying to get these things done. The phone rings. People want to talk. People want to come in and visit. People want to do this. And this happens. Oh, the truck driver just arrived. You have a shipment just come in, Mike. You have to go out to the warehouse and grab a forklift truck and put it away. And it seemed to be just one thing after another, after another, after another. Well, I made it through Monday, and I was just literally exhausted. I did get it all done, but I just thought, this has been a challenge today, Lord. And I got two more days of this. Will you please not make tomorrow be such a challenge? So Tuesday rolls around, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go in an hour early, so if I go in an hour early, then maybe I can get things done a little bit better. Well, my body does not like going in and getting up an hour early. You ever notice that sometimes our bodies are just on a time clock, and there are just certain times that we just like better than others? Well, I tried to go in an hour early, and got there, pretty much the same thing Tuesday, just overwhelmed with orders. Then our air conditioning went out in our office area, so now I don't have air conditioning to work with. And things are just getting a little bit worse, a little bit worse. And I made it through Tuesday. Again, it's a series of challenges. Wednesday rolls around, and I thought, one more day. If I can just make it one more day. And then Jane will be back tomorrow, praise the Lord. So, got into work Wednesday. And it just seems like Monday had its challenges, and then Tuesday was even worse, and then Wednesday, it was just the worst day of the three. It went from bad to worse to whatever word, if there's such a word. Wednesday was not a good day, and I was just exhausted. You can ask Gail, Monday night, I think I went home to, or when I got home, I went to bed at like 8 o'clock. And then Tuesday night was even worse. And Wednesday, I think I was already napping on the couch by the time she got home. It was just difficult. But it was come to the end of the time. If I go in at 7, then I get off at 3:30. And it was 3:30, and I pretty much had everything done. I said, I made it through this. But you know what? This has really been a challenge. Lord, why did you have to put all the stuff on me? And there's going to be more to that here in a second. I just thought, well, you know, I get to go to choir practice tonight. And, you know, I'll go on over there and I'll be with a whole bunch of believers and they'll uplift me and things will be encouraging and things like that. So I just kind of sat there thinking, oh, you know what? I don't know if I can stay awake long enough to go to choir practice tonight. And then my cell phone rings. Cell phone rings. And it's Miss Cindy. And Cindy says, Pastor Mike, I'm really not feeling well tonight and I'm not going to do choir practice tonight. And I said to myself, praise the Lord. Not that she was sick or anything, but I think I even told you, Cindy, I said, Cindy, you picked a great day to not be feeling well, because right now I am just so exhausted. I don't even know if I could do choir practice tonight or not. So I thought, well, this will be a good chance for me to just go on home and kind of get rested up. But if you're like me, and maybe you're not, but when challenges come into my life, when I'm faced with these kinds of struggles, challenges, and hardships, sometimes I can get a little bit testy, okay? And when I get a little bit testy, sometimes these challenges can lead me into sinful situations. The challenges themselves are not sinful. The struggles themselves are not sinful. But how we react to them can become sinful. Amen? Amen. It can get to that point. So here I am. I'm driving home knowing that I don't have to go to choir practice on Wednesday night. And some things are just going through my mind and getting testy. Sometimes I become a person that I don't like becoming. And it's not Christ-like when that happens. So I'm driving home and I thought, here's what I'll do. I had this pile of CDs there, and some of them are preachers preaching, but I just grabbed this one CD, and it was country music, okay? You're saying, well, that's sinful. No, it's not. Country music. I put on this country music CD, and it was all country music from the early 90s. And Gail and I and our family, we were really big into country music at that time. It was very good music, and I put the CD in, and I'm trying to relax a little bit. And then the song comes on. A song from the early 90s comes on the CD. And it was a song by an artist, and her name is Martina McBride. You may have heard of Martina McBride. And the song that came on was a song called Independence Day. And you may have heard of the song. Now, it's a great song, and it's a great music video. And I'm not here to critique the song or even talk about the meaning of the song. But there is something that she says in that song that really made me sit up and listen and kind of put this with this, and it all seemed to kind of work out. In the course of that song, she says these words, "Roll the stone away. It's Independence Day. Roll the stone away. It's Independence Day." Now, of course, as far as the song is concerned, it has a different meaning. But for me, roll the stone away means one thing. And I had to put the words that I just heard from that country music song and put them together with the scripture that we read on Monday of that week. And I had to in my spiritual imagination, I had to put those two and two together and think this. In the midst of my struggles, in the midst of my challenges, and in the midst of my hardships and difficult times and things that just happened, which happened to me that past week, those couple days, I had to realize this. In my spiritual imagination, I could just imagine Jesus being quickened and raised from the dead on Easter Sunday morning, and him sitting up in that tomb, and him telling the powers of death and the powers of darkness, and saying this, "Roll the stone away, because today I am going to set Mike free." And of all the challenges that we may face every day, and we do, don't we? And I just had a bad week, and you're saying, "Well, Mike, that's totally insignificant in comparison to what I'm going through right now." And you're probably right. But I'm going to point out that we are all in the same boat. Because as unbelievers, there is one thing that plagues each and every one of our lives. Now, I know that we're not unbelievers here, but as when we were unbelievers, and that was this, that was a sin situation. And we can have all the struggles and all the hardships and all the challenges we want, but as an unbeliever, there's one thing that we need to get past, and that's our sin situation. Because our sin situation is going to be that condemns us to hell. And if you think not having air conditioning and having too many orders to fill is tough, I can imagine spending an eternity without God and in the flames and fire of hell. And I could just imagine this. Roll the stone away. And I had to come to the terms where it was like, "Gee, Mike, will you wake up and really think about what's really important? Challenges, they will come and they will go. And the hardships and the struggles and the difficult times, we all have them. But there's one thing that I am absolutely assured of, and that is this. The worst thing that could ever happen to a person is never going to happen to me. Why? Because the stone has been rolled away." I don't know what we think of when we think of Easter Sunday morning. And maybe this is a sermon that would be more appropriate for Easter, or maybe it would be a sermon that's more appropriate for the 4th of July, where we celebrate the independence of our nation. But it's a sermon that I felt the Lord put on my heart here this morning. But one thing that we need to think of is we need to go beyond the empty tomb when we think of what that represents. This weekend we do celebrate Memorial Day. And we do have men and women who have sacrificed their lives so we could have the freedoms that we have. Amen? And we're glad that those people have been in our lives. And believe, even though the United States of America has its issues, thank you, that was the word I was looking for, I still honestly believe it is the greatest and best country anybody could ever live in. And I am very proud to be an American and for the people that went ahead of us to die for the freedoms that we have. But I have to realize this, that there was one who did die for us so that the real freedom that I need the freedom of the bondage that I had been in with sin could be removed. And that person, Jesus Christ, he said this, and you can put your name in the blank, roll the stone away. Because today, Joyce Ray, because today, Everett, because today, Ollie, because today, Donna, because today, Gail, is your Independence Day. The stone has been rolled away. John 16:33, as I said earlier, says this, and these are the words of Jesus. In this world, you will have trouble. You will have troubles. It is going to happen. But then he says this, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus says this, I have overcome the world. He says this, I have come to give you joy, and your joy will be complete. He says this, I have come to give you life and life abundantly. Paul says this in the letter to the Philippians, that he gives us the peace that surpasses all understanding. I think there's something far beyond the empty tomb. And it took Martina McBride and a country music CD to make me see it. That Jesus Christ, for me and for you and for all that believe, has rolled the stone away. And it is indeed Independence Day. Praise the Lord for the freedoms that we have. Amen. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer.